News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
A new income tax threshold will come into effect as of January 1, 2016. The tax threshold will move to $592,800, up from $557,232. Following the increase, the tax-free portion of weekly income will be $11,400, $22,800 fortnightly, $49,400 monthly, and $148,200 quarterly.
This means that this portion of your income would not be subject to tax as an individual. This will result in a net take-home or a tax savings of $8,892 for the year.
Senior Technical Specialist at Tax Administration Jamaica, Monica Walker. Employers are advised to make the necessary adjustments to their payroll system so that all employees may benefit from the increase. Self-employed individuals are advised that the new threshold is to be used to file their estimated income tax return for the 2016 year of assessment due March 15, as well as to make payments for the same year in four equal installments by March 15, June 15, September 15, and December 15 of each month. Jamaica Public Service JPS customers should see another reduction in their fuel rate this month as the company passes on savings from reduced fuel prices on the world market and improved efficiencies in its operations. Customers will see a 2.36% reduction in bills as the fuel and IPP charge for December is $11.83 per kilowatt hour kWh compared to the charge of $12.49 per kWh applied in November. This means the total cost per kWh of electricity is now 22 US cents or $26.38. JPS says the overall cost of electricity has been steadily decreasing over the last 12 months. The Ministry of Health is beefing up its 3Cs campaign to safeguard the country from the influenza A H1N1 virus, also known as swine flu. Director of Health Promotion and Protection in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sonia Copeland, says the elderly, young children, and persons with chronic diseases are most vulnerable to the virus.
Every flu season, influenza is causing death. There are some persons who are more at risk. The person who is elderly, or for those who are very young and don't have hard immune system. Also for persons who have chronic diseases, because a simple flu can turn out to give other complications, including pneumonia, meningitis, and so on.
Dr. Copeland is urging the public to practice the 3 C's, cover nose and mouth when coughing or sneezing, clean hands with soap and water, and control the spread of germs by avoiding touching the eyes, nose, or mouth with dirty hands. In the meantime, Director of Health Promotion and Protection in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sonia Copeland, is assuring the public that the H1N1 virus is not a threat to Jamaica at this time. She says the country is on alert amidst reports of an outbreak in Trinidad and Tobago. However, there is no case of the virus in Jamaica at this time.
We are in the flu season and we have been tracking those that have been identified so far by our National Influenza Center. The H1N1 flu will not look very different from regular flu. So only if we get samples and we can test it, we can say whether or not. So we are increasing our surveillance to detect whether it is here and whether it is in circulation.
Dr. Copeland says fever detection surveillance will be heightened at the country's ports as part of efforts to monitor suspected cases of the virus, which is easily spread due to frequent travel and movement of persons. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Imagine a rugged landscape, lush forests, springs and cascading waterfalls, evidence of the pristine surroundings of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains, the location that centuries ago became the territory of the Windward Maroons and national heroine Queen Nanny, which earned Jamaica its first World Heritage property in July 2015.
Partner with us in safeguarding this distinctive heritage of Jamaica and the world. Contact Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust at 960-2848 or blueandjonquilmountains.org. Brought to you by the Ministry of Youth and Culture and UNESCO Cluster Office.